Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey everybody, Fred here, creator of The Cleansed, as well as the co-writer and producer of the sinister dystopic science futurist piece you're going to hear today, Wholesale Solution. Co-written with my friend, UK dramatist Jack Bowman of the Springhill Saga and Murder on the Orient Express, Wholesale Solution is a jarring mindfutz where nothing is as it seems. An interstellar traveler will stop at nothing to save his fiancée, who is trapped on a troubled Europa colony. But as realities start to mash into one another, the true underlying reality is more shocking than his mind can handle. A dark treatise on space colonialism, late-stage capitalism, and the repercussions of AI, Wholesale Solution is here to bend your mind in the most twisted of directions. Enjoy.
Dagaz Media presents Wholesale Solution by Fred Greenhalgh and Jack Bowman.
Last chance. You sure?
It's the only way to help her, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry.
Do it.
Get him on the table!
Hunter!
One, two!
Vital signs!
Baby.
Christ!
You are the pioneers that will save our race.
No one knows unless they agree. Europa,
Alex.
You are the pioneers that will save our race.
Where am I?
No one knows unless they agree.
Europa awaits.
Come on.
Is in a state of shock.
I think that's this. You're over.
Shh, Clay. It's okay.
Tala.
I'm here, Clay.
Is that Tala?
Who's Tala?
I think we should activate the chip. Don't let them, Clay. Don't let them.
No! 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 No!
He's denying consent.
Hey, Clay. Listen to me. Listen. Are you saying... Do you want me to try the program? It's your only chance to get out of here.
Get me out of here.
Tell her you want out. Say yes.
Get me out! Computer! I need to get out of here!
Emergency release. Please verbally confirm you wish me to complete
this
command.
Yes, I confirm! You hear me? Yes! Do it!
Clay, tell them. Tell them now!
Yes. Do it. It's my only chance.
You heard the man. Let's do it.
I'm not sure he can handle it.
I'm going to Europa.
I need to operate. Now!
Pressurizing in three, two, one.
Whoa!
I
can't...
Oxygen level critical.
I'm floating. Hello? 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 Hello?
Oxygen level critical. Oxygen level critical. Oxygen level critical. Oxygen level critical.
Oh, it's... Oh, God! This can't be for real! Computer! Computer! Activate my Alistair user interface!
Good afternoon, Clay.
Report!
Asteroid collision damaged primary oxygen supply system. System offline. Currently, you have an 8% chance of survival and falling.
Where's the captain? Crew!
You are the only passenger with any probability of survival. You may experience other symptoms, including a reduced body temperature.
Oxygen! Oxygen!
Warning, elevated heart and breathing rates.
Matter. Need.
The chances of this course of action improving your survival chances are minimal.
Space suit.
The chances of this course of action improving your survival chances are minimal. New estimated probability of survival, 10%.
I don't care about the odds, computer, don't you get it?
Estimated probability of survival, 9%.
What happened to the others?
The cabin depressurized.
Then why did I wake up?
Torpor cooling system deactivated in the collision.
It doesn't explain.
Warning, total structure failure imminent.
I'm so cold.
It will take approximately 4 hours to restore full metabolic function. The chances of your survival are falling rapidly.
I get it. Could you stop reminding me?
I do not understand.
I need some options for getting out of here.
Recommend activating humane death protocol.
No! I'm not giving up.
No consent. Recommend transfer to Lander Abaddon immediately. Hull breach has compromised Charon Voyager ship.
Lander it is.
Warning, Clay. The chance of a successful decoupling is minimal, and in the event of a successful escape, the chances of arriving safely at Europa Colony are 6% and falling.
I'll take that chance.
Option remains open for a humane death. Research suggests instant euthanasia is preferable to dying in the vacuum of space.
Listen, computer, I got on this boat to get there. I'm getting to Europa one way or another, do you understand?
You plan to withhold consent until arriving at the Akuji Europa Colony?
Yes.
Structural collapse in less than 180 seconds.
How far are we from Europa?
Recommend transferring to Lander immediately.
But how far? Jesus!
Help me!
Hey! 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 Hello! Hello! Hey, there's someone here! Computer, open the pod!
Please
depressurization
me.
Error. Internal torpor oxygen levels failing.
Oh, computer, get me out of here!
Unable to comply, Officer Valdez.
He's trapped in there and losing air! Open it!
Damage is too extensive to comply.
He's still alive! Computer! He's still alive!
Damage is too extensive to comply.
Shit. There's gotta be something to open. Hold on! I'm gonna smash the glass, okay? Keep your face covered! Oh, shit! Come on! Got to break! Hold on!
Vitals are falling rapidly.
Who's that?
Run, Clay!
Wait, it's Hollow.
Vital signs for passenger declining. Probability of survival, 0.04% and falling.
There's gotta be a way to open this.
0.02%. Human death protocol activated.
No, you can't! You heard him! Why?
Further delay reduces your likelihood of survival.
Damn you!
Preparing to detach Lander. Total structural failure in 15 seconds. 14. 13.
Come on! Come on!
11. 10. 9. 8. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Clay? Are you with me, Clay?
You said I was the only survivor.
Statistically, Officer Valdez was already dead.
What kind of crap is that? You're an AI! Binary! 1 equals alive, 0 equals dead. He was a 1!
Call it a rounding error.
I'll call it a lie. Where are we? Computer! Computer! Computer, please, don't tell me you're offended. Computer!
That was unkind, Clay.
What do you care? You're an artificial intelligence!
I'm your only hope to make it to Europa, Clay.
This wasn't part of the plan. They said they needed me as a technician. They didn't tell me I'd need to be a pioneer. I am not cut out for this!
The option for humane euthanasia remains viable.
Don't you understand why I can't do that? I have to get to Tala. I've got to find out what happened to the colony and get them talking to Earth again. Or else.
Understood.
Really, AI? Do you really understand? I mean, you have access to data, to algorithms, to processing power I can never dream of. But do you understand?
Understand. To perceive the intended meaning of, or to infer something from information received. The information I have based on your verbal communication informs that you are driven to survive until you reach Europa, despite the statistical impossibility of such survival. Your vital signs
I don't want to know about my vital signs!
What do you want to know about?
How much further is it?
2 hours until we reach Europa orbit.
Not long now. How about the colony? How are they doing down there?
I do not understand.
How much longer could they survive without help? Can I make it in time?
Insufficient data to process your request.
That bad. What a bill of goods they bought. Feeling overcrowded here on Earth? Want to go to a place where you can actually go outside? Join the colony on Europa.
Europa Corps Ventures. The venture of a lifetime.
The Europa Transit Corporation welcomes you to Yulin 99. You are all on to the adventure of a lifetime. Europa awaits those who will build a world for us and contribute to new proteins.
Stop it!
To feed us all.
Enough!
I displeased you.
I don't want to hear it. What I want is... Do you have access to my video records?
Yes. What do you require?
Load record 4-4-2-3-7-9. 2 p.m.
An orchid, Clay? Where in the world did you find an orchid? It's alive. A real living orchid.
Only the best for you, love. And I got something else, too.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
I got some news for you, too.
Uh-huh.
I saw Anika today.
Dad on the committee, Anika?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
What?
He handles the processing list.
For Europa?
Yep. I can get us jumped up the line.
How soon?
4 weeks for me, 12 weeks for you. Well?
Wow. No, wait. I'd be taking someone else's place.
Come on, Clay. We'd both be away in less than a quarter. Out of here. No one goes to Europa unless they agree.
I don't know.
Out of here. You and me. In the orchid. You think they'll let me bring it to Europa? What would the Jupiter's moon be without orchids? What was it you wanted to say?
Will you marry me? Should have said. Still cold.
The effects of post-hibernation shock. I advise rest.
Yeah? Can I take a nap without you trying to kill me?
My current function is to ensure your survival.
Yeah, it's reassuring. Fine. Fine. Wake up from years of deep sleep and first thing I do is drift off again. Orchids, Tala. Should have stayed on Earth. With your orchids.
No! Curfew remains. remains in place. Unauthorized trespassing on committee property will result in immediate force if required.
All right. Move through here.
Yes! Okay.
Activating our NUST interface. Scan for the following carrier signal. Destination or origin, Akuchi Colony, Europa. Come on. Shouldn't take this long. What? Repeat last scan. This isn't right. Come on, Tala, you gotta be up there somewhere. Okay. Try a 10% boost.
Crap!
Oh, hey! I hear someone in there! Stay down! Control, got a trespasser.
Wait,
here.
You don't have to.
I said stay down!
Off me! Get off me! Clear the road! What the?
Warning. Uncontrolled descent occurring.
Here.
Attempting to compensate.
We're getting going fast.
12,000 miles per hour.
Shit! Is this normal?
Entering atmosphere.
Are we supposed to be slowing down?
Approaching 13,000 miles per hour.
No! Stop! Slow down!
Warning. Heart rate exceeding safe limits. Chances are increasing of metabolic death.
You think? Come on!
Performing landing protocols according to AI routine.
Scrap the AI routine!
Access denied.
Son of
a... If metabolic safe limits are exceeded, the chances of death become absolute. Preparing humane death protocol.
There's gotta be a manual override. Please. Come on. Please.
Surface collision in 2 minutes.
Here. Reserve thrusters.
Landing craft on course. Heart rate rising to terminal level.
Get me out! Day. They saw me come down. They saw me. Any second now, they'll open the door and get me. Any second now.
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
How you doing? They didn't hurt you, did they? These guys can be a bit rough. Your head? Yeah? Yeah, stun has that effect. Sorry. Get you anything? Some aspirin? Clayton?
Don't I get a call?
I'm Campbell Doyle, a EuropaCorp committee liaison. It's quite a stunt you pulled there, Clayton. Can I call you, Clayton? Get the man some aspirin, huh? So, Clayton Mallory Orts, you got caught attempting to hijack a committee carrier signal to the Europa colony. That carries a hefty sentence from EuropaCorp at a time where... Well, we can't afford prisons anymore, you know?
Bullshit. You can't arrest me for hijacking the signal. There is no signal.
Okay, listen up, Clayton.
Where is she? They've been saying the Europa colony is still desperately trying to recover from a strange energy supply failure, but the signal isn't there.
I get that you're upset, you're worried.
What the hell's going on? How can you claim to know what's wrong when you aren't even able to talk to them? It's like the colony isn't even there.
You're right.
What?
You heard about Europa on the news. That's why you did what you did. Thought you'd get through to Tala, right?
How do you know about Tala?
Calm down, Clay. The committee's worked with Europa Corp to track your online activity. Your love for Tala, well, is in the data.
So what's happened?
Just remember, here on Earth, it's easy to criticize. But remember, in deep space, it's much harder.
Where's Tala?
The loss of communication has been even more catastrophic than we've been letting on. The AI went nuts. The colony might not even still be there.
God.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? For me? You don't even know me.
Tala. You love her?
Get out of here.
Hear me out, Clay, please. This is real.
Nothing's real. Except my girlfriend's dying.
What if I said you could save her?
How?
We've got a shuttle ready. We need a volunteer. Someone with your exact skill set.
What? Why me?
We're testing out a new program to override the old system. What we need you to do, technically, is simple. Anyone can do it, but what we really need is your drive. If you hacked our relay systems...
You can go to hell. I see how you treat your recruits.
I get it. Clayton, you don't trust me. I work for the committee. They work with Europa Corp, and Europa Corp screwed up big time on this one. We know that. We want to make things right. Don't make this about the corporation, Clayton. This is about saving people. Saving Tala. Please, will you work with me here?
Then tell people the truth and don't keep covering up this sort of bullshit.
We can't, Clayton. If we lose Europa... Europa is our lifeline. Hope is all we've got left now. Without that, everything... what's left of it all? It'll fall apart. Dog eat dog, you get me? No one goes to Europa unless they agree.
What did you say? What do I have to do?
First step is to get you signed up and we get this microchip implanted.
What? You need to put a Europa Core chip in me?
The Alistair interface program won't work without it.
The Alistair interface? It can screw with your head. Kill you even.
That's not true. The Humane Death Protocol is just a necessary option deep space travelers need in the event of something going wrong, and well, nothing ever has before.
Screw that!
We need to save her at any cost. I can't put this in you without permission, right, Clayton? Help me help Europa. You don't even have to do it for me. Do it for her.
My name's Clay.
Good. Stick out your arm. Only takes a second. Last chance.
You sure?
It's the only way to help her, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do it.
Showing great resilience.
Then his value just went up.
Your Europa Core welcomes you to a world.
What the hell is happening to me? Computer. Activate Alistair interface. Great. Lost AI support. Come on, think. There's gotta be a legacy map somewhere. Something that shows how to get to the colony. Ah! Hello! Hello! Europa Colony! Akuji, Europa Colony, this is Eurocore Manifest 342 from Yulin 99, the rescue ship. I'm the only one who made it.
I don't think he can hear us.
He can. I know he can. Keep trying, please.
Wait! Hello! Tala! I can hear you! Hello! Europa Colony! Tala! Akuji! Europa Colony, come in! Come in! Please! Do you hear me? Damn it! She's alive. Map. Ah, gotcha! Sorry, Tala. I should have come with you. I should have proposed right then and there. Maybe they could have got me onto the same ship for the colony. Now, if I see you again, it'll be a damn miracle.
Talking to yourself is among the first signs of insanity.
Computer!
You've arrived on the surface of Europa. Are you ready for euthanasia?
What? No! I told you! I have to get to the colony! Tala's alive!
Ah, correct.
Well, are you going to help me or not?
The Akuji Europa colony is 12 miles northeast of this location.
So? Can I make it?
The statistical likelihood is...
Never mind. What's the fastest way?
Across the ice glacier. I will plot a course on your visor insert.
Ice glacier. Easy peasy. Just start walking.
Atmospherical examination shows faint traces of oxygen.
Could I breathe?
You would not survive long. Warning, your respiration has slowed to an unusual pace.
It's beautiful. You don't get this back home. Earth is so... messy. They say it used to be a paradise.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Why did you give Tala the orchid?
Flowers are rare on Earth.
I do not understand.
It was a gesture. A symbol of my love for her.
But its chances of survival outside of a protected area are now greatly reduced. You decreased its likelihood of survival for purely illogical reasons.
It was a sign of love.
Earth is now down to 1% tree cover, and the radiation is too harsh to go out unprotected. There are 25 billion of you on the brink of starvation, and yet, you contributed to further damage of the environment.
Shut up, okay? You're a machine. You can't understand. Look at all this. As much space as I could ever want. Too much space. And what am I doing? Explaining love to a machine. What's that?
Europa experiences plate tectonics. Ice quakes are not uncommon.
Ice quakes? Jesus!
Avoid hyperventilating, as that will accelerate your oxygen depletion.
That's water!
Pressure builds up from underneath the ice sheet and releases in tectonic shifts.
I need to hurry. I need to...
Oxygen use becoming critical. Metabolic rates entering dangerous levels.
There. If I can just reach that rock surface there. Come on! And...
We're losing him again.
He nearly had the maximum amount he can take.
Clay, you need to fight this.
Give him the next dose.
But Doc...
Do it!
Warning. Remaining oxygen levels now critical.
How long?
You have 15 minutes until suffocation. Chances of reaching the colony are 0.2%. I can calculate alternative options for you.
Please, stop offering to kill me.
Asphyxiation is rated as among the top three most painful methods of death.
I was so close, Tala.
I can release a neurotoxin with DMT into your remaining oxygen mix that will put you to sleep. Much more pleasant.
It's strange. I keep dreaming. I see these different... I don't know what you'd call them. Not dreams. Realities. Nightmares. Maybe this isn't real.
The lack of oxygen is contributing to unusual neurological activity which has been present since you escaped the torpor tube.
Always pain. There's always pain. And... So close.
Clay.
Pain. And death.
Do you wish to consent to the humane death protocol? I don't want you to suffer, Clay.
If this is it, I'm going on my feet. What does it matter? Computer, I can...
You did not complete your command. Clay, do you have some last words for the record?
Am I dreaming?
I do not understand. Humane death protocol.
No. Hold. Override, or whatever. Look! Look! There! It's rising out of the distance! Like a castle on the sea! The colony! I've made it! I've made it! I've made it! Oh, if I could, I'd kiss you!
Visual identification does not increase your likelihood of survival.
You don't understand humans, do you? Visual identification means everything. Mind over matter. Determination over death.
You have hope again.
Damn straight! It looks just like the video showed. Look, the life pods. Is it true? They built all this before anyone even got here? The machines?
Europa Corps deployed AI and 250 assembly bots and materials to build the colony 50 years before the first human colony ship was sent by the committee. The colony was waiting for them.
Brilliant. We humans. So clever.
Yet each and every single one of you continued to destroy your own world in your own ways.
Okay. We were clever some of the time. Sometimes we were stupid, and most of the time, we were selfish.
Humans often fail to choose the most rational option, even when confronted with fact. You yourself prioritized a gesture based on a feeling over the needs and facts of your world. You were selfish.
Point taken. But good or bad, we're always resilient.
Because you can feel hope. Do I give you hope?
You're a glitch-ridden pain in my ass.
We've reached the colony.
Open the door, computer.
I have connected to the colony's command net.
Initiate command. Open it!
But I cannot fulfill this command to your satisfaction.
Yes, you can. Right. But you'll kill me unless you open this door now.
By the time I override the access protocol, you will be dead. It is a matter of seconds, and the timings do not sync.
Work faster.
I'm sorry, Clay, I can't do that. However, you agreed that upon arrival at the Akuji Europa Colony, you would activate the Humane Death Protocol.
You plan to withhold consent until arriving at the Akuji Europa Colony?
Yes, that's not what I meant, you know it!
We have arrived. Do you want me to record any last words before I activate the Humane Death Protocol?
I didn't say that!
You cannot pass through the door in time. You can honor your agreement and consent now, or I will take action when your survival rate reaches zero.
Or hits a rounding error!
I just want to help you. Oxygen levels are critical. Erratic neurological activity is causing you to suffer delusional behavior. You are making decisions using emotion rather than facts.
You want to kill me, damn it! Every step of the way! Hey!
I am being kind.
Someone help me! I'm gonna save you and this AI's gone haywire! It keeps trying to kill me!
Oxygen depleted. Chances of survival, 0.1%.
I didn't get this far. Just...
0.05%.
Dala! Dala! Let me in!
0.02%. There is no more oxygen left.
Fuck you!
0.01%. Preparing humane death protocol. Preparing humane death protocol.
Five.
Preparing... Humane death
Three,
protocol.
Two.
Preparing.
One. How did he buy himself the extra seconds?
Extraordinary.
What's happening? Where's the colony?
This is enough, Doctor. It has to end.
Look at the brainwaves on the chart. It's pure adrenaline.
She manipulated him all the way.
Look at the adrenaline collected.
Where am I?
This is the finest meat.
What happened to Tala?
Can we trust her?
She got him this far.
I want Tala. What did you do with Tala?
You'll be with her soon.
Nurse, release the DMT.
Tala!
Tala.
Clay.
Tala.
Clay.
Europa awaits those who join Yulin 99. Those who will build a world for us and contribute to new protein farms.
He's waking up.
Feed us all.
Clay! Wake up, Clay!
Tala? I'm here.
I thought you'd never wake up.
How? There was this human meat
You farm. Saved us, Clay. You saved us!
Then, I was in the operating room.
There was a glitch with the AI. It was trying to kill us.
I don't remember any of that. Was it a dream? I crashed. This colony was different.
You're still getting over the hibernation. They told me you were coming to save us, but I didn't believe it. I'm sorry I left you behind.
It's okay, baby. I couldn't give up.
No, you couldn't. In fact, there's something you should have done back on Earth, isn't there? When you gave me the orchid?
Yeah. Tala, will you?
My turn, Clay.
Okay. Sure.
Clay, do you want to get married?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You consent?
Yes. Of course. I consent.
Okay. Here we go again, Clay.
Consent
accepted.
Atmosphere? Damn. Oh, never thought of that. See, what did I tell you? Protein potential off the charts.
Oh. Ray, can you let us work here?
I am telling you, it's a whole new innovation. Twice as much adrenaline from every meat pack.
Squeezing those lemons, huh?
Oh, wow.
Protein stocks are in dangerous decline now. You know that.
And you get your allowance privileges, too. Don't you? All right, I'm running down the results to programming. Find me at the bar when you finish your shift. Big commission on this one.
And the drinks are on him.
Tala. Came so far. Yes. Orchid.
What's an orchid?
I don't know. Who cares? Let's get him done.
Yeah, I'm taking a break after.
Don't be stupid. We're behind on our queue.
Oh, of course we are, Doctor. We just keep going and going.
That's right. Let's just work.
I love you, Tala. Never be apart.
Everyone's doing their job.
Goodbye, Clay. Enjoy your dream.
X-6. Ultimate solution. Wholesale solution. An original audio story by Jack Bowman and Fred Greenhalgh. Wholesale Solution featured Joe Bearer as Clay, Ian Carlson as Campbell, Casey Turner as Tala, Myra Deal as the Doctor, William DeVries as the Nurse, and R.C. Bray as the AI. Music editing by Rory O'Shea. Music library courtesy Mind's Eye Productions. Dialogue edit by Jack Bowman. Sound design by Tom Maggs. Produced by Dagaz Media. Copyright 2019 Dagaz Media. Learn more at dagazmedia.com. DAGAZmedia.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.